What does a morning in the 4-3 celebrity gossip on the go?
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. Hollywood. Here's what's trending this morning.
Trending now.
Well, Travis Kelce just won, of course, the Super Bowl. Well, he was mic'd up after the game. And you remember after he won the Super Bowl, eventually Taylor Swift made her way to the field. And they embraced and they, talked and kissed. And people were wondering, well, what did they say at that moment? Well, he was mic'd up. And here's exactly that moment after winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank
do
you for
that?
Coming. Thank you for making it across halfway across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Boom. Oh, look at that. Look at that. That was awesome. That was right after winning the Super Bowl. And how about him? He's all like, thanks for coming all the way from Tokyo, because she was in Tokyo the night before on her tour. And she was there to go ahead and witness him winning. And there you have it. They're mic'd up, and looks like love is definitely in the air.
Trending now.
Yeah, well, Katy Perry did announce yesterday that the upcoming season of American Idol will probably be her last, because she needs to, quote, feel that pulse of my own beat. There you go. No word on what Luke and Lionel are deciding to do, if it's going to affect them or not. But hey, what you going to do, right? Hey, at this point, no word from them two. And I guess they're just going to continue on with the season. She will be on the season, which starts here in days. She announced yesterday. It's a done deal.
Trending now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jelly Roll is working with a biohacker that is going to help him get rid of 250 pounds in 12 to 14 months. Yeah, Jelly was 494 pounds when they started, and he's hooked up with this guy. And, they say right now that maybe this is going to happen,
I'm so excited to be on this journey with him. And he's been very vulnerable about it, too. He said, Gary, this is the first time that I felt like my weight is killing me. This is what I mean about loving what I do, not feeling like I work a day in my life. You get to meet great humans like that and be a part of their journey. So we're gonna strip about 250 pounds off of him in the next 12 to 14 months. He weighed in at 494.
Boom, there you go. His name is Gary Brecka, and he says, that's what's going to happen. He said that on the podcast yesterday. And, there it is, definitely. Got some stuff to do, and he says, we're going to...
The Basin's number one for hip-hop.
It's all about love today.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
B93.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day 2024. Day for lovers. Why not? Yeah. We love Valentine's Day here in Texas, don't we? Come on. So here's the thing. Google Trends just released activities that every state is pretty much going to be doing on Valentine's Day. Yeah. Still not quite sure what to do, how to celebrate. Google Trends just released a list of the uniquely popular Valentine's Day date activities in every state. Let's go through some of them, including, of course, good old Texas. First of all, in California, poetry? Yeah, poetry. Okay, I guess that's cool. Mini golf in Arizona. That's a fun, romantic little kind of Valentine's one-on-one thing. Yeah, why not? Michigan, Oklahoma, bowling. You can't go wrong with bowling, can you? Come on. Washington State in Montana, some go-karts. Okay, these all seem like fun kind of, activity, amusement kind of things. In Iowa, roller skating. I don't know. Maybe. It could be fun. In Florida, believe it or not, ice skating is on the top list there of things to do, activities on Valentine's Day. A cooking class in Louisiana. That could be fun, Having a little cooking class with your boo, why not? What else here? Illinois, hitting up an arcade. That could be fun. Playing a little Pac-Man with your little Cupid. Oh, ain't that sweet? Idaho and Oregon, axe throwing. There you go. Why not? Couples in Colorado are looking to grab some pizza, they say. Watch out. New Yorkers, what are they going to be doing on Valentine's Day? Google Trends says one of the biggest activities is going to be going to a spa. I can see that. Couple spa. Why not? West Virginians are going to be hitting up comedy shows. Okay, why not? And the people in Vermont are looking into the possibility of a boat dinner. Yeah, I like that. All right, so what does Texas here on the list say? And what do you think of it? They say people in Texas are more interested in going out for a coffee Valentine's date. I don't know about that one. I mean, we love our coffee, but come on. I mean, I would think going out for even more, maybe like some awesome Texas barbecue or something. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, mapping out a night of love according to Google Trends and what people have been Googling. And yeah, believe it or not, for Texas, it's coffee. Well, okay. I mean, start off with coffee, you know, maybe in the morning, or, you know, maybe you can get your boo some coffee this morning with a little note that says, you know, this coffee's hot, but not as hot as you. Uh-oh. Hang on now. Why not? Or maybe you take your boo some coffee and be like, hey, will you be the cream in my coffee? Uh-oh. Hang on now. Watch out. It's all about how you do things, right? It's all good. Google Trends letting us know what's going down. I don't know. Coffee's on the list. I don't know if it's that high, but whatever you're doing on this Valentine's Day with your boo, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Number one for hip hop.
It's all about love today.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
B90, Leo and Rebecca in the morning. That's how you wake up. 432 on the Basin's number one for hip hop and more. B93. This loca. Don't give a damn. That's right. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah. All right, Valentine's Day, so of course Carmen, our stupid Cupid, is at it, and nothing like a good old Carmen's lovergram on Valentine's Day. Just saying. Just saying.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Travis?
This is Travis.
Travis, are you awake?
It's early. I just woke up. Who is this?
My name is Carmen, and it's time for your Valentine's Day lovergram. Yes.
Please, it's too early for this.
It's never too early for love. Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Carmen. I believe we were disconnected. Are you awake, Travis? It's your Valentine's Day lovergram.
No, this is a joke, right?
No. Your girlfriend, Wendy, wanted me to call you and wake you up with an immense outpouring of love.
I don't have a girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend?
No, I'm single.
Hold on a second. Wait. You don't have a girlfriend named Wendy?
No, I don't.
What's your girlfriend's name?
I'm single.
Ah, you don't have to be mad that you're single. I'm upset, too, because I just called you, and I'm not going to get paid for it now.
I have to get up in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, so then you are awake.
I was trying to sleep.
Yeah, alone with no one, no one, no one. Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Carmen. Listen, I'm so sorry about your recent breakup, but I just wanted you to know you're not alone.
I don't need your pity. I just want to sleep.
No, it's not pity. It's power. Because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stop it.
And a little farther.
Shut up!
My name is Carmen, and it's time for your Valentine's Day lovergram. I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold on to feeling so long.
Whoa.
Stupid. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Basin's number one for hip-hop.
Babe. You know, all I really want this year is for you to post a picture of us.
B93. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop. B93.
Valentine's Day. Oh, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Birthdays, rock, rock, rock. Okay, see, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my daughter, my forever Valentine. Aw, love that. Zayliana Cajamarca, she turns a big 5 today. Happy birthday, Zay, from Mommy, Toby, and the boys. We love you. Awesome birthday shout going out to you. Happy, happy birthday. Also, birthday shout going out to, let's see here, Jacinda Love Calderon. Having a birthday today, 9. Love mom, dad, brothers, and sisters from Fort Stockton. Big happy, happy birthday to you. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Celebrity-wise, Drew Bledsoe is 52 years old. Rob Thomas turning 52 years old. Happy, happy birthday. And let's hear, oh, Teller. Teller from the Penn and Teller. He is 76 years old today. So there you go. Some birthdays. If it's your birthday, big birthday shout to you and yours. All right, spin the morning game wheel. We got some dominoes up for grabs. It's spinning. It's spinning. And it's landed on some stupid Cupid trivia. Why not on this Valentine's Day? Your chance at some Domino's pizza. I don't know if these Domino pizzas are heart-shaped. I wish they were, though, because that would rock. But you can definitely win. And all you got to do is dial it up at 563-993 on this Valentine's Day. Good morning, 7:30.
The Basin's number one for hip-hop.
Happy Valentine's Day.
B93.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is Cisco.
Cisco in the house. How are you feeling on this Valentine's Day?
Love is in the air.
I love that. Love is in the air. You know what I'm saying? And you got to take a big whiff of it, right?
I hope so.
All right. Do you have a Valentine today? Yay or nay?
Yay,
you do. Awesome. Well, let's do this for your Valentine, okay?
All right,
here we go. Today's a day for hearts, you know what I mean? Yeah. True or false, the heart beats 100,000 times per day. True or false?
I'll say true.
True would be correct. Boom! Yeah. That's a lot, 100,000 times, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, why not? All right, here we go. We continue on here with some Stupid Cupid trivia. Approximately 100 million roses are produced for Valentine's Day. Is that number correct, or should it be higher or lower?
I think that might be correct, too.
You think 100 million is good? Actually, no, it should be way higher. 250 million roses today. Wow.
That's a lot of roses.
That is a lot of roses. Gosh. All right. Stupid Cupid trivia. With a population of 100 people, which U.S. state is home to the town of Valentine?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a choice. Is it Arizona, California, or Texas?
Well, I'm from Texas, so I have to go with Texas.
Valentine, Texas, of course. Yay! Yeah! Valentine, Texas. And if I'm not mistaken, Valentine's not too far from this area as opposed to the other parts of Texas. So, yeah, Valentine, Texas is a thing. And what a perfect time to go visit Valentine, Texas today. You know what I'm saying? I believe they have some cool stuff going on around the area. All right, definitely you did well. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. So who is your Valentine today?
It'll be my wife, Nikki Casillo.
Go ahead and tell her happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's, baby. I love you.
You know what? Also, I want to give her some roses courtesy of you from the Blooming Rose for a dozen roses today. You remember, it's never too late to stop by the Blooming Rose today in Odessa at 302 East University in Odessa, or in Midland, 1705 Wall Street, Midland. All you got to do is walk in there, grab it, and take care of your boo. And you just won a dozen roses from the Blooming Rose. Of course, some Domino's pizza. And what station just took care of you, man?
B93.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. Hollywood. Here's what's trending this morning.
Trending now.
Well, Travis Kelce just won, of course, the Super Bowl. Well, he was mic'd up after the game. And you remember after he won the Super Bowl, eventually Taylor Swift made her way to the field, and they embraced and they talked and kissed, and people were wondering, well, what did they say at that moment? Well, he was mic'd up, and here's exactly that moment after winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I can't believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank you for
that?
Coming. Thank you for making it across halfway across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Boom! Oh, look at that. Look at that. That was awesome. That was right after winning the Super Bowl. And how about him? He's all like, thanks for coming all the way from Tokyo, because she was in Tokyo the night before on her tour. And she was there to go ahead and witness him winning. And there you have it. They're mic'd up, and looks like love is definitely in the air.
Trending now.
Yeah, well, Katy Perry did announce yesterday that the upcoming season of American Idol will probably be her last, because she needs to, quote, feel that pulse of my own beat. There you go. No word on what Luke and Lionel are deciding to do, if it's going to affect them or not. But hey, what you going to do, right? Hey, at this point, no word from them two. And I guess they're just going to continue on with the season. She will be on the season, which starts here in days. She announced yesterday, it's a done deal.
Trending now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jelly Roll is working with a biohacker that is going to help him get rid of 250 pounds in 12 to 14 months. Yeah, Jelly was 494 pounds when they started, and he's hooked up with this guy. And, they say right now that maybe this is going to happen,
I'm so excited to be on this journey with him. And he's been very vulnerable about it, too. He said, Gary, this is the first time that I felt like my weight is killing me. This is what I mean about loving what I do, not feeling like I work a day in my life. You get to meet great humans like that and be a part of their journey. So we're gonna strip about 250 pounds off of him in the next 12 to 14 months. So he weighed in at 494.
Boom, there you go. His name is Gary Brecka, and he says, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. He said that on the podcast yesterday. And there it is, definitely. Got some stuff to do, and he says, well, we're going to do it.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
The 4-3 Tues Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted hard.
'Cause I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hey, is this Holly?
It is.
This is Leo and Rebecca. We're calling you to ask you about your date that you went on with Blake a few weeks ago.
Am I on the radio?
Yes. And by the way,
oh my God,
happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. Hi. And we're here to play Cupid, okay?
with Blake?
With Blake, yes. Blake is wondering why you didn't shoot his arrow at his heart. You know what I'm saying?
So we went out on this date where he paid me, no attention and was totally into the waitress. So,
whoa, okay.
I'm kind of surprised to hear that he's still interested.
That's why you're like, I don't know why he reached out to you guys. Well, he left that part out about the being into the waitress.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm just trying to think. I don't think I was flirting with the waitress. I was just being friendly. I was trying to be a gentleman, trying to impress you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I didn't know that you were there.
Yes. You're little. Wow.
Yeah.
So it was way beyond friendliness. You were calling her babe. You were you didn't look at me the whole time. You wouldn't make eye contact with me. You kept looking at her and at her chest, and just being totally slobbery over her.
I just remember greeting her and smiling. Maybe I'm a little flirty, but I didn't know. That's not how I.
You were totally.
I was into you.
And you weren't flirty with me. So I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Wow.
I mean, maybe we could try to go out again. I don't think so,
man. I'm not into guys with wandering eyes. I'm just not into it.
I think you're making a mistake, Holly. Wow.
I'm sure you think that, Blake.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Great. So hang on. Let me get this straight. So, Holly, you feel that he was a lot more flirty with the waitress, and, bro, you didn't see it that way.
Not at all. No, it wasn't flirty. I was focused on her. I mean, maybe I was a little nervous.
Well, you weren't even looking at me. I mean, you literally were not focused on me, Blake.
I mean, I wish you would give me another chance so I could prove it to you, but...
I'm sorry. Yeah. It was actually like a really
wow.
bad time, and I don't
want to
repeat it.
Okay. Wow. Loud and clear.
Okay. I'm sad because it's Valentine's Day, and instead of, nice Cupid, it's more like stupid Cupid today. And I don't know.
I mean,
it didn't work out. Dang it. Cupid missed the arrow, missed its target. But it's all good. We wish you well, and maybe you'll find some love today on Valentine's Day, okay?
Thanks for trying.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Dang it.
Hey, it's Leo.
Three. Leo.